Hey, you. What are you doing here? We're closed on Halloween. How did you get onto the grounds? Okay, just come inside quickly. The sun will be going down soon. Please, it won't be safe out there, and I could use your help. Now, do you mind explaining why you ignored the very visible closed sign by the entrance to come poking around the farmstead at night? You look a little too old to be trick-or-treating, and there's no candy here. Oh, shit. I guess that's actually not true. The gift shop always has that saltwater taffy and usually has cider donuts if you get here early enough. Although, I guess donuts don't really count as candy. Whatever. There's no candy in the house, and that's not why you're here anyway, I hope. What, all by yourself? This seems like the kind of thing you'd do with at least a few friends. Or maybe drunk strangers. Or drunk friends. Oh, they were all too scared to do it? You should have listened to them. We close the grounds on Halloween for a reason. Very bad things are going to happen tonight. You shouldn't have come. Well, as long as you're here, I might as well take advantage of it. Oh no, I'm sorry. I realize how that must have sounded. I'm not gonna hurt you or turn you into a werewolf or anything like that. It's just, this is the night when the borders between our world and the world of the dead grow thinnest. This farmstead in particular was home to a man who dealt with the devil himself and cursed the land around us. Do you know the story? You know, if you'd paid for admission like everyone else, you could have gotten to hear it from someone more practiced at telling it. They could show you the actual sights. You should come back on a Tuesday if you're ever free. Marty works those days, and he's really good at it. Like, he does all the voices and just really gets into it. I should honestly give him a raise. But then, if I give him a raise, then all the other guides complain, and then it turns into this whole thing. Okay, anyway, the short version. A little after the pilgrims landed, this farm was owned by a man who lost his mind. No one remembers exactly what happened to him, but for some reason, he wanted to bring about the end of the earth and was instructed by Satan to create demons that would raise and destroy everything in sight. On the Hallows' Eve, almost 400 years ago, he killed four of his fellow Puritans and, using blood magic and incantations taught to him by the devil, turned them into monsters with a mind for murder and devastation. Four demons. Four horsemen in the service of Satan instead of God. Ugh. It was only through the action of a local priest that the demons were sealed away that night and the corpses buried. But every year, as the world of the dead grows closer to ours, the demon spirits possess them once more and they rise from the earth, hungry for blood. That priest was actually my great, 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 great. Hang on. My great, 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 great. Oh, fuck. This is why I don't ever tell the story. He was my ancestor, and my family have been the keepers of these grounds for hundreds of years since then, keeping them away. We always close on Halloween to keep the tourists out, but now you are here, and if I send you out into the night, you'll probably die. Or worse, get eaten or burned alive. I mean, both of those things would also kill you, but you know what I mean. They'll be drawn to the nearest person and will hunt you down to do whatever fucked up shit demons do. So, since I can't send you away, you're gonna help me tonight. Great question. The demons, their humanity has gone. Their famous puritanical love for God and their fellow man is no more, but they do still remember. Somewhere deep inside, the memories of who they used to be still have some sway over their actions. Basically, they're really weird about sex. Like, super weird to the point that if they interrupt anyone in the middle of doing it, they have no idea what to do and just kind of return to hell. So we're gonna fuck. Is that cool? Do I look like I'm joking? Our lives are on the line here, along with everyone else within 50 miles. I made that number up. I don't know how far they can travel in a night because no one has ever let them roam free. But I'm not going to be the first. Oh shit, the sun's almost down. Come on, just go with it. This is to save everyone. Kiss me and be glad my dad retired a few years ago. I know I got angry earlier, but to be honest, I'm kind of glad you snuck in. I'm glad I'm not alone tonight. Also, this looks a lot better with another person, you know? No. Don't talk. Just kiss me. Plus, you're pretty cute. I don't think I'd mind doing this on a night when lives aren't on the line. Okay, take off your pants. We don't have much time. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind. Damn, boy, you piss with that thing? I'm sorry. I don't leave the grounds a lot. I don't really know how to do, like, actual sexy talk that isn't, you know, for the benefit of nether beings. All right, I guess the detriment. I'm just gonna start sucking it if that's cool. Oh, hey, perfect timing.
Praise to Beelzebub, who gives us life this night. I crave the flesh of man in my maw.
Well, you'll have to get in line, because right now, I'm the one with the flesh of this man in my maw. I'll be sure to give you a turn, though, don't worry. It's a pretty delicious cock.
I am no longer hungry.
Hey, suit yourself. Is he gone? Okay, let's move on. Oh, don't worry about the door. We have to replace it every year. We used to try leaving it open, but it just made them burst through the walls instead. I don't know if it's their instinct to destroy shit or just a flair for the dramatic, but this is just easier. Here, help me get my clothes off. Okay, get on the bed. I'm just gonna get on top of you and grind a little, okay? Let me just wrap my pussy lips around the base of your cock. Oh yeah, yeah. Let me slide myself up and down your cock like this. Oh, do you like feeling how wet I am? Oh, God, I can't wait to put you inside me. Oh, you're desperate for it too, aren't you? I can feel it in your cock. Oh, but not yet. Sounds like Sarah's awake.
The time of torment is nigh. Oh, repent, ye sinners, for judgment comes upon ye.
Oh, goodness gracious, it feels so good to place my body on yours like this. And since it's not technically intercourse, it's not sinful fornication. Let us continue to do this non-sinful act. And she's gone. Okay, I think I'm wet enough now. Are you ready? I know this is moving quickly, but it's to save lives. Here, switch with me. Let's just keep it simple to start. Okay, now just slowly slide it in. Oh, fuck, that feels amazing. Oh my god, yeah. Keep doing it just like that. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yep, right on schedule.
At last, the hallowed eve returns. At last, I may walk the earth. At last, the devastation
of... God. Oh, yes.
I'm gonna come back.
Wait. Hezekiah, is that you? I know you've got a big old dick on that monster body of yours. You want to get in on this?
I'm good.
Think about it. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Okay, let's switch it up. I want to be on top. Get back down in the bed. I think you've already gotten a pretty good look at my tits, so how'd you like to watch my ass as I ride you? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh.
The time of reckoning is here. Prepare ye thy mortal bodies for pain.
Oh, good idea. Spank me. Oh, yeah, getting harder. Oh, yeah.
Oh. God hates the both of ye, and so do I. Remind me to never return to this place.
Oh, yeah, she says that every year. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It's been so long since I've ridden a real cock. Oh, I'm gonna go faster, but you can't come yet, okay? You can't come. They'll be back later, and I need you to last all night long, okay? So don't come yet. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, but I can't help myself. I need to ride you as hard as I can. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so close. Yes. Yes, I'm almost there. Oh, grab my ass. Yeah, just like that. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Are you going to? I can feel you shooting inside me. I told you not to. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and come inside me. I don't have anyone to take over for me yet. Oh, maybe you'll give me the next little groundskeeper. Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay, that was really good. You won't be able to go again, though, will you? I didn't think so. Oh, God, I wish I could just curl up with you right now and fall asleep. But I've got a job to do tonight. Jebediah, are you there?
Every Hallow evening, miss.
Jeb, this is... Actually, I never asked your name. Okay, well, this is Jebediah. He's one of the ghosts around here who helps the groundskeepers during Halloween.
Pleasure to meet you, youngin'.
Jebediah, are you ready? They'll probably be coming back soon.
Certainly, miss. Pardon my indecency, youngin', but I'm afraid I must make my appearance naked.
Hey, are you two?
Oh, yeah, Jebediah. Fuck me with that ghost stick. Oh, I could definitely feel it passing through me. And it doesn't just feel a little bit cold wherever you put it.
Oh, my goodness, how good that feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, put it in my ass. Not even talking about my asshole, just moving in and out of my actual ass cheek. Oh, that's the good stuff, yeah.
As Jehovah is my witness, yeah. I can feel physical pleasure on my ethereal body. Well, for fuck's sake. Y'all come back now. We like an audience.
There's another bed in the basement if you want to sleep there. Jeb and I will probably be at this all night, but it should be quieter down there. Thanks for your help.
Oh, yes. Oh, Jeb, goodness me. I am completely inside you in a way that no living man ever could.
Oh, just put it anywhere.
It certainly feels different than just passing through any other material object. Yes, it does.